Then, then, I believe that's our ring.
I believe it was, too. That was three longs, I believe.
Well, that's our ring.
Well, good.
I'll get it.
All right.
Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lyman Abner.
By Abel's Auto Company, 1030 North Meridian Street. Indiana's largest and most dependable used car dealer. In business for almost a third of a century. Lum planned to send Cedric Weehunt and Gomer Bates down to Washtenaw River on a raft so that he could write a book about their adventures. Well, through Lum's natural talent for blundering, he and Abner, instead of the two boys, got on the raft. The stubborn current has kept them in midstream, and they've been drifting for 2 days now, with little more and two cases of peanut butter for provisions. Well, that's it up to now, and in just a moment we'll see what the old fellow's up to today.
See what you're about. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Tom Bean.
What'd you say, Abner?
Tom Bean. Whistling Tom Bean.
What in the world made you think of Whistling Tom Bean?
Well, he used to come by the place about this time every evening, all spruced up, headed for downtown, whistling away just as happy as if he's in his right mind.
Well, what in the world made you think of him all of a sudden?
I don't know. It seems like when you don't know whether you'll ever get back home alive or not. You just think of the little things that you never paid no attention to before, I reckon.
Yeah, that's cutier, ain't it? I was just thinking of Brother Beasley's nose.
Brother Beasley? Circuit rider?
Yeah. Did you ever notice that kind of a little button at the end of Brother Beasley's nose?
Oh, yeah. Looks sort of like a red hall berry. Wriggles up and down while he's giving out loud talk.
That's right. Every time he puts over an important point, it turns white.
Yeah.
It stays white till he starts talking again.
So that I thought nobody ever noticed that but me, Lum. Reckon how come you to think of that now?
I reckon when Tom Bean comes whistling by your place, and Brother Beasley's nose is jumping like a rabbit, and all them little things is happening normal. Well, it means everything's like it ought to be in Pine Ridge.
I reckon so.
And when everything's normal in Pine Ridge, I grant you, just ain't no better place in the world to live.
No. We start sitting on our front porch right now, listening to old Tom Bean whistling that silly little old tune. Bless his heart.
Yeah, well, Abner, we better not get to pining for home too much. When a fella gets to talking out loud to himself, that's one sign he's going crazy.
Well, at least if I was going crazy, I'd know where I was going. Ain't got the slightest idea where I'm headed for now.
Well, near as I can figure, we must be down around Buckville.
Well, huh?
Must be. And if we don't get picked up or swept into the shore by the current right soon, we're liable to get pushed right out into the middle of Lake Hamilton.
For the law me sake. You'd think somebody would have sent out a searching party first, Lum. Those, I believe, are just glad to get shut of us.
No, I don't think that, Abner.
Done the whole thing on purpose. Planned every little detail. I found you there all sitting around laughing, joshing one another about how they put one over on me.
Now, don't imagine a lot of things. Here, let me give you a cup of hot coffee. Lucky I managed to rescue some of the stuff out of the third case yesterday.
Yeah, and you risked your life to do it too, Lum. I ought to jump in instead of you.
Well, I can swim a little, and you can't. And with all that peanut butter inside of you, you'd have sunk like a rock.
No, I don't believe I would. That holler head of mine would have kept me floating for hours.
Well, you got a point there.
Douglas, I think I'd been too ignorant to notice they were trying to get rid of us.
Now, cut it out.
Deliver. Plan the whole thing. Listen. Live a death fight. This you do it.
Now, lucky.
My own woman. Own precious lifelong partners turned against
me. Abner, I believe you're blowing your top. Now, drink this coffee.
Now, Cedric Weehunt's the one that done it. The boy I trusted with my life, just like a son.
Abner.
What?
Have you been getting into that canned heat? You ain't supposed to eat that stuff.
Double cost me like a snake in the weeds is what they done. Elizabeth, how could you have fell for Cedric's awful plan?
For pity's sake, Abner, straighten yourself out here.
Cedric
you
don't love Elizabeth. The varmint's just going to marry her so he can collect my income.
Marry her?
I can see the whole thing, Lum.
Oh, do goodness, Abner.
Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. I can hear him talking right now. About me, too. Laughing stock of Pine Ridge, that's what I
can't hear no such a thing, Abner. You just wore out from no sleep and the cold.
Dang it, I believe you've got a fever.
Listen to him, Lum, the ornery varmint. Listen to him talking about me.
I don't hear nothing.
Well, I hear him as Cedric Weehunt's on the phone right there in a dog.
Hello, Cedric Weehunt, owner of the John and Down store, doing the talking. Oh, hello, Miss Elizabeth, honey. Why, sure, we'll take another bundle of old Peabody's money and hit the high spots tonight, kid. Oh, what the heck with the expenses? It ain't my money I'm spending. Nothing's too good for you, kiddo. Hey, they got a hot orchestra over there at the jungle room at the Hotel Eagle. Pioneer, saxophone, and drums. We'll show them monkeys how to dance. I'll pick you up about 6:30. So long, sweet stuff. Oh, hi, Mr. Squire. Come on in.
Well, Cedric, my boy. And what's the new owner that got him down store amusing himself with today?
Oh, just sitting here having some target practice with my slingshot. Watch this. I'm just about finished knocking off them jars of sour pickles. Can't stand the thing.
Well, now, Cedric, just because you chisel Abner out of everything he's got, it's no sign you have to be destructive.
Miss Elizabeth, give me the store to do anything I wanted with. Mind out, Squire. Oh, miss that one.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Cedric. You did a good job of getting rid of Abner. But are you sure that he's not liable to come back?
Oh, that's that old varmint. He's more likely drowned by now. I made sure of that, all right.
Yeah, you did, huh?
Oh, yeah. I bored a hole in the raft. Found you them two old fellas never got 50 foot off of the shore before they sunk.
You're smart, Mr. Cedric. When you and Elizabeth ain't going to get married?
Oh, just soon as his insurance comes through. I ain't taking no chances.
Smart boy. So where are you going on your honeymoon?
Well, I know one thing. It ain't going to be down the river on a leaky raft.
Oh, you're a sly one, Cedric. Great boulder bar. Now, why couldn't I have had a son like you?
Well, I never knowed you had a boy, Mr. Squire.
Well, don't brag about it, Cedric. It's a hushed-up subject in the family. I taught him everything I ever knew, but to no avail. The scoundrel never turned a dishonest dollar in his life.
Couldn't learn him nothing, huh?
I tried my best, Cedric. Showed him all the tricks and dodges of every confident scheme I knew. But nothing.
Oh, that's too bad, Mr. Squire.
Yes, well, we've all got to have our disappointments in life, I guess, Cedric.
Well, what up is he at now, Mr. Squire?
Oh, he's got some kind of an honest job for the president of a railroad company or something, Cedric.
Sounds kind of dull,
though. Yes, I never corresponded with him. During the war, I had him all set up in a nice big gasoline black market business, but he turned it down cold.
I'll be doggone, he's dumb.
Oh, yeah, poor Miss Kemp, like I never got over, just broke her heart.
Well, I guess everybody can't be smart chiselers like me and you, Mr. Squire.
Abner, snap out of it. Quit smashing them peanut butter jars with that hammer. Take it easy now, partner. Just lie down here and be quiet. You've got a fever and you're having them hallucinations.
Rob, wasn't it Squire and Cedric out here talking?
No, it was just your imagination. Now try and get this coffee down and be quiet. Dad, blame it, I've got to get us off of here somehow.
Rob, I swear I hear Cedric Weehunt just down.
Hey, you fellas.
I can still hear just as plain,
Mr. Long, Mr. Abner, we're over here. Hang on, we'll be right out there.
Can I hear that, Mom? Hey, look, I can see them. It's Cedric and Squire and Elizabeth.
Abner, you're plumb to goodness. It is them.
Uh-huh.
Right over there on the bank, and they've got a rowboat. Cedric and Squire and Elizabeth. And hot dog Penelope Brittle, too.
Hooray for Cedric, we're saved.
Hot dog, they love
him. Hey, watch out, Mom. Where are you going?
I'm going to meet them.
Hey, Abner, if you're big enough time what I just caught, don't do it. If you're weak in condition, I don't mean you can make it.
Saved and Lum nearly drowned in the bargain. Yes, things are going along normal again, and in just a minute we'll come back to Lum and Abner.
Hey, home. Sure looks good, Abner. Makes a fella feel good to be half alive.
Greatest place in the world.
I can tell you're feeling a heap better already.
Yeah, well, ain't nothing like the touch of home to cure a touch of fever, Lum.
Yeah.
I sure hope I never get them United Nations again.
Hallucinations, then.
Well, whatever it is, I believe it was that bad plain peanut butter done it. I just can't stand the thought of that stuff.
No, I know it wasn't that, Evan. More likely just the cold and rain.
He was exhausted.
Well, I can stand that, but I can't stand peanut butter no more. I believe that's what done it, Tom.
Couldn't have been, Abner. Peanut butter's good for you.
Oh, come in, Cedric.
Yeah, come in, Cedric.
Oh, hi, fellas. Well, I got a fire built in both of your houses now. You want me to drive you fellas over there?
No, we'll walk, Cedric. You varmint, you wife stealer, you homer.
Abner, wait a minute.
Trying to get rid of me so you could steal Elizabeth and collect my insurance money. Why?
Abner. And Cedric, throw that peanut butter sandwich away before Abner goes clean out of his head again. Good night, folks.
So long. See you tomorrow.